The date is March 25th, and our text is John chapter 3, verse 29. The speaker in this text is John the Baptist, who, speaking to his disciples about the emergence of the ministry of Jesus of Nazareth, says, "The one who has the bride is the bridegroom. The friend of the bridegroom, who stands and hears him, rejoices greatly at the bridegroom's voice. Therefore, this joy of mine is now complete." In our world today, there's not much demand for second place. We want to be, as Frank Sinatra famously crooned, A number one, top of the heap. A well-known actress in auditioning for a role once said, "I don't like being second choice. I'd walk away before I'd even let you consider me as a backup plan." Well, there's no doubt about it. We're born with a nature that wants, even yearns, to be number one. And anything less than number one often settles like a rock in the throat. John the Baptist knew what it felt like to be number one. For a brief season, he was the talk of the town, as it were. People came in droves to be baptized by him in the River Jordan. Kings and dignitaries were fascinated by him and wanted to probe him for answers to their lives' questions. It would have been very easy to have been drawn in by it all, to succumb to the lure of celebrity. But John the Baptist knew the position he held in God's divine plan and had long before come to terms with it all. He knew who and what he was, and he was equally certain of who and what he was not. So when asked by his disciples about the activities and the growing popularity of Jesus, John reminds them that he has at all times denied that he was the Christ. And then he begins this amazing comparison of his role in God's plan as that of the, quote, friend of the bridegroom. It's a beautiful, selfless expression of contentment over his lot in life, culminating with his famous confession of the preeminence of Jesus when he said, speaking of Jesus, "He must increase, but I must decrease." Years ago, I heard the story of a humble Russian construction worker who had supervised the building of a beautiful Christian church on a location that had previously been a landfill. It was a remarkable achievement, and when a friend complimented him on the work, this gentleman responded with a question. And that question was, "When Jesus entered Jerusalem that last week of his earthly life and the roads were covered with palm branches, was it for Jesus or the donkey on whose back he rode that the people cheered?" Well, his friend, somewhat stunned by the question, replied with the obvious, saying, "Well, for Jesus, of course." To which the humble construction worker said, "Certainly. And how silly it would have been of the donkey to assume the cheers were for him. I'm merely a donkey for the Lord Jesus." Well, John the Baptist was content to be the friend of the bridegroom, never attempting to draw attention or gain glory for himself. He contented himself to serve in the lower position until his Lord might give him the greater station. And so might we who follow in his service to the bridegroom.